New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy announced this week the state will rename 9 Garden State Parkway service areas after noted New Jerseyites. Judy Blume, Celia Cruz, Connie Chung, Larry Doby, James Gandolfini, Whitney Houston, John Bon Jovi, Toni Morrison, and, ladies and gentlemen, the chairman of the board, Frank Sinatra. They joined a few other Jerseyites already enshrined along the New Jersey Turnpike, including Alexander Hamilton, who was a rest stop in Secaucus before he was a Broadway musical. These service areas, where motorists can refuel their cars with gasoline and themselves with a Nathan's hot dog and a Frappuccino and return to the road, will also include exhibits about their distinguished namesakes, with scholarly support from the New Jersey Hall of Fame. The governor says this is about putting New Jersey greatness on full display. Of course, it's irresistible to ask, but what about Buzz Aldrin from Montclair? He was the second man to step on the moon, and really, doesn't going to the moon rate getting your name on a New Jersey rest stop? It's farther than Persephone. Also notably absent, Bruce Springsteen. He reportedly declined the honor. The boss doesn't stop and rest. Baby, he was born to run. The naming of the service areas comes at a moment when we're reconsidering who to commemorate and how as statues of some one-time heroes are removed and stowed away. History is not set in stone, Gary Young, professor at the University of Manchester, told us. Our views are not the same as they were 50 years ago and will be different again in another 50 years. He says even the most revered historical figures have human flaws and are shaped by their times. As Elizabeth Sammet, author of Soldier's Heart, Reading Literature Through Peace and War at West Point, reminded us, the unforgivable sin of one generation will be eclipsed by a new one. Maybe a rest stop exhibit will be easier to change around than a cast bronze equestrian statue, but Professor Sammet points out that most people don't rush into rest stops in Bloomfield or South Amboy to learn history, but just to get to the restroom and maybe buy a tube of beef jerky. I'm not sure those are the moments when we are the most attentive students, she tactfully observes. The distinguished scholar also asks, would you be over the moon about a Scott Simon service area? Would I?
Fly me to the moon. Let me play among the stars.